Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Adrian, will you please call the roll?
Chair Tomko?
Here.
Vice Chair Bouchard Cabrera? Representative Botana?
Here.
Brannon? Buchanan?
Here.
Campbell?
Here.
Chambliss?
Here.
Clemens?
Here.
Fabricio?
Here.
McClure? Morales?
Present.
Umfroy? Roth?
Here.
Stevenson?
Here.
Tant? Here. We have a quorum, ma'am.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that all cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or are on silent mode. If members of the public are wishing to address the subcommittee, please fill out an appearance form and give it to Adrian, and we will know your interest in addressing the subcommittee. All right, good afternoon, members. We have two policy bills on the agenda today, and I think Representative Fine has made it very clear he wants to go first. So first up, we'll have CS for House Bill 1233, Online Training for Private Security Officers. Representative Fine, you're recognized.
Thank you. The quicker I go, the faster we're done. So thank you. HB 1233 simply modernizes how we train security officers. We tested this during the COVID pandemic. Typically, security officer training had to be done in person. During the COVID pandemic, an emergency rule was put in place that allowed it to be done online. It worked quite well, but when the emergency order expired, everything had to revert to in-person training. This would simply allow us to continue with what we saw worked during the COVID pandemic, and that is the bill.
Seeing no amendments, are there any questions of the sponsor of the bill? Representative Tant, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Chair, I understand that there might be some language coming on gun handling to make that in person, and I just want to make sure that was the case.
You're recognized.
Thank you. That was always the plan in the bill, but at the request of Representative Daly in the last committee and the next committee, we will amend the bill to make sure it is crystal clear that in the in-person, so when you get trained to get a firearm, you don't have to, there's two kinds of licenses. When you get the 28-hour training for a firearm, the bill already said that the range portion had to be done in person. This will make clear that the range and the gun safety needs to be done in person. That was always the intent, but this will just make it crystal clear.
Members, any further questions? Seeing none, it looks like we have some members of the audience that wish to testify. Cynthia Henderson with FASCO, waving in support. Amanda Frazier with G4S Security, waving in support. All right, members, that is it. Is there debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Representative Fine, you're recognized to close.
I'll wave.
Representative Fine, having waived close on the bill, Adrian, will you please call a roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bouchard Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Ranking Member Umfroy? Representative Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Support trim, the bill passes, ma'am. Favorable.
Members, by your vote, show CS for House Bill 1233 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
Next up, members, we will have CS for House Bill 1177, Grease Waste Removal and Disposal by Representative Cheney. Representative Cheney, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair, for hearing my bill today. Thank you, members, for being here and listening to my bill. HB 1177 is aimed at stopping the bad actors in the grease hauling business. Currently, restaurants pay grease haulers to remove the grease from their traps and take it to a recycling facility to properly be disposed of. There are some bad actors that are taking that grease from the restaurant and then dumping it in our municipal sewer systems. This is creating SSOs that pollutes our waterways. I know. And some of them are just not even cleaning out the restaurant traps. So we've got restaurants that are not getting the service they've paid for. We've got municipalities that are having to use tax dollars for these bad actors. And that is my bill.
Representative Cheney, having explained that bill to our very interactive committee, seeing no amendments, are there any questions of the sponsor of this bill? Seeing no questions, we have some members of the public who wish to testify. Samantha Pageant with FRLA, waving in support. Lindsay Cross with Florida Conservation Voters, waving in support. James Delaney with Pinellas County Utilities is waving in support. Hyde Rodney is waving in support. All right, members, do we have any debate? Oh, Representative Chambliss, you're recognized.
Just wanted to say that I can remember the grease at my house on Thanksgiving when instead of turkey, we cook a whole bunch of fried chicken. And so I can only imagine the amount of grease at these restaurants, and to think about all that grease, greasy grease, going in our sewer system just actually reminds me of fried chicken. Anyway, it's a good bill. Thank you.
I think we all need to go to Representative Chambliss's house for Thanksgiving. Representative Stevenson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. But since we're going to talk grease, in St. John's County, we have a biodiesel project where they go and for free pick the grease up and turn it into biodiesel. So when the code enforcement comes by and it smells like fried chicken or french fries, and you know, it just makes a code enforcement a little more delightful. So but anyway, it can be a valuable resource when it's in the right place and not in somebody's drain. So thank you for this bill. Thank you.
Members, any further debate? Seeing none, Representative Cheney, you are recognized to close on the bill.
We've closed, Chair.
Representative Cheney, having waived close, Adrian, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bashada Cabrera?
Yes.
Representative Botana?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
Morales?
Absolutely, yes.
Umfroy? Representative Roth?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
14, the bill passes, ma'am.
Members, by your vote, show CS for House Bill 1177 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
All right, members, this concludes our committee agenda. Is there any further business before the committee? Seeing none, Representative Morales moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.